You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This is the time of year that non-contending teams like to play the role of spoiler, and the Angels are sort of doing just that. So let's talk about that with Richard Justice. I'm Allison Footer. Richard, they have won several games lately. They're playing all contenders, and they're really holding up pretty well. So I think that says something about these Anaheim Angels that aren't very good, right?
Yeah, it says plenty. It says a couple of things. It says that if you play for Mike Socia, you're going to go out and play. And it doesn't matter what the standings say, what the calendar says. So, you know, I think some people look at the schedule and say, oh, that team's not playing a contender. That team's playing Atlanta. That team's playing the Angels. That doesn't mean anything, you know, because sometimes you get these guys trying to prove themselves, and they bust their butt, and you get even a better sometimes you run into a buzzsaw. The Angels have won 4 of 6 against the Blue Jays, the Rangers, and the Astros. And you know what's impressive about it is in that time, 2.25 ERA, they're starting pitching. Well, first, let me go to the bullpen. 1.47 ERA in the bullpen. Pretty good, huh? Here's what's cool. Their top five relievers, and they're not household names, A.J. Acter, Coney Edge, J.R. Ramirez, Jose Valdez, Andrew Bailey. Bailey, we've heard of. All five of those guys. This may be a tribute to Billy Epler and ability to evaluate talent and to keep turning over the roster and look ahead. But all five of those guys were either purchased, claimed on waivers, or, you know, signed on release waivers, all those. And those five guys, in this 4 of 6, 12 innings, no earned runs. So, you know, like, we've talked a lot, like, where are you at as a franchise and all that? I think where you're at is you're just – it's an old line that Ed Wade used to tell us. You're trying to get better every day. Just do something to get better every day. And let's say two of those guys can contribute to a good bullpen next year, then you've gotten better.
And that's really all you can ask. And because we talk about a lot of doom and gloom, and I look at them, as I've mentioned many times, that they are in a precarious position where it doesn't look like they're going to be good for a while unless every injured player gets better. But they have gotten, I don't know, they have gotten some interesting production out of people that we've never talked about. I have never mentioned Ricky Nolasco at all. In my life, until just now.
Yeah.
I just said his name for the first time probably ever. He had a pretty good start last night.
Yeah, and he's had two starts in a row and allowed no earned runs. He's a guy that's bounced around some. At one time, he was a top prospect for the Marlins. You know, funny, it doesn't work out. Julius Shoshin has had a good start. Alex Meyer was also a top prospect. He fits in. The Angels got the news, you know, it's going to come down. Matt Shoemaker visited their clubhouse this week. He said, you know, had the fractured skull. And then Garrett Richards started throwing on flat ground. And it's always interesting to me how there's so much to do. Like when Mike Socia and Billy Epler show up every day, there's 25 things they're worried about. Is Garrett Richards going to be able to avoid Tommy John surgery? What would that mean to the organization? That would mean 33 starts at a upper end of the rotation starter. If Matt Shoemaker, and there's every reason to believe he will fully recover from taking the ball off the skull. If Tyler Skaggs can stay healthy, if Alex Meyer finally, this big old tall guy, can be what they hoped he would be. You know, I know it's not likely, or I don't know if it's not likely. The Angels can compete next year. In the way the game is shifting, it's the difference between number one and number 25 or 26 is not that great. And look what we've seen on the second half of the season. Albert Pujols is playing well again. He had a two-run homer against the Astros Thursday night, and he's hitting .280. He's got five home runs this month. He's got 16 home runs since the break. So you just put it together a little at a time, Trout and Pujols, you know, in a best-case scenario, Richards and Shoemaker, and then one or two of these other relievers, Nolasco, Shoshin, somebody else for the rotation, then you've got a place to start because, you know, I don't know if they're what they're inclined to do in terms of free agency, but there's not answers in free agency to go where the Angels need to go unless you're going to take a chance on Brett Anderson or, you know, Doug Fister or somebody like that. Guys that are not David Price are not going to command $100 million. You can get better that way, but it's not the be-all and end-all.
And the Angels are in a four-game series right now in Houston. Of course, like you mentioned, Pujols hit a home run in the opener, and I don't know. It's got to be kind of fun for him, right? Because there is no more famous home run that's ever been hit at Minute Maid Park than the home run that he hit during the NLCS in 2005 off of Bradledge. And he still gets booed, and people still hate him. And I'm not saying that Albert Pujols ever needs incentive to do anything. Obviously, that would be insulting to him, given what he's accomplishing in his career. But it has to be fun for him to come back there and be so hated and then do things like that, right?
Yeah, it just seems to, like, I don't know. I think every player goes through this. But he seems, and I know content's not the word, but he seems proud. I think he seems to understand now what he's accomplished in the game. And I know he still wants to be great and still wants to try. But I think he's at the point where he understands how much people like you and me appreciate what he's done to the game, what it means to hit 600 home runs. And I guess he'll get that sometime early next year. This is guy's one of the great players of our time, and he's sort of evolved now at age 36 into being a senior citizen. And as we saw Thursday night, he could still turn on a fastball.
Okay, so you have to vote today. This is hypothetical. I'm making this up. You must vote today for American League MVP. Are you voting for Mike Trout?
Yes. If I voted today, I would vote for Mike Trout. He's head and shoulders above everybody else. I reserve the right to, to look at Mookie Betts and Jose Altuve and Manny Machado and Josh Donaldson and all the other guys. But I think there's a point where the guy is just so much better than everybody else, you vote for him.
Yeah, I think that I'm going to have to lean that way, too. It's not like it's unprecedented, right? There have been plenty of MVPs that have come off of last-place teams. It's not like he'd be doing something that nobody's ever done before. It's been done. Didn't Andre Dawson win one when the Cubs were, like, 87 games out of first place?
Yeah, and also I just think at some point you have to vote for the best player. And quit trying to debate what value means. You know, people say, well, he played on a losing team. He couldn't have contributed that value. Well, maybe without him, they win 35 games. I don't know. And also, it's an insult to the way the guy prepares and the pride he takes in it. He's Mike Trout. He's the best player on earth, and he ought to be recognized as that.
Yeah, I agree with you. Okay, Richard, it's been fun as always. Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Thanks.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.